So the most common self-evaluation format, now it varies all over the place. I think a lot of times with companies, they'll actually give you a format. They say, write a self-evaluation and then give it to your manager. So I try to give a very simple format. Try to do a one page, at least the summary in one page, Microsoft Word, four sections. Here's my key accomplishments. Here's what my strengths are. Here's what my development need. And this is what I'm giving as my self-rating, assuming your company has a rating system. Not all companies do. Obviously, if your company have a format, then see if you can kind of fit these things in that. Because sometimes the formats are a little bit, I don't know. Sometimes the formats are vague, or there's just like a block of section that just says self-evaluation. There's nothing, no sectioning. And then you can put these sections in that format. So this is kind of most common because it gives people a chance to know your brand and know your accomplishments and know what you're supposed, you know, what you think you're good at. And it gives, it's kind of a good way for a meaty dialogue with your manager when you have the actual balanced response from your manager about their perception of your, accomplishments and developments and strengths. Do you have any questions about this?
Not really. Actually, in our company, we have one format. It has input fields, so then we can provide it all the accomplishments, strengths, what are the development areas we needed for next year, and obviously self-rating again.
Great. We have all exactly. Yeah, exactly. So most of this is why I've seen a lot of common different things, but the common themes in the sections. But I've been also asked the question, hey, I've been told to write a self-eval, but I have no idea what I'm supposed to do, like, from there. So this is for those people that have no formats. All right, great.